This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
I am really curious about how you track monster damage, because I still don't have a good system. I get so confused, especially when there's more than one or two, and I'm trying to keep track of who's hitting what, and they're moving all over the board.
Yeah.
What are your suggestions? I've come up with a couple of kind of working things, but they're not perfect.
So I'll tell you what I do. It may not be the best system. I'm sure there are better systems out there, but I kind of take a cue from the initiative order that you roll initiative once for all the same kinds of monsters, right? So you roll initiative once for all the goblins. And so what I would do is at the top of a little sheet of paper, I'll write goblins, and then I'll put their AC 15, and then I'll write their actions. So as we look over here to their actions on this stat block, it says scimitar, melee attack, and it says +4 to hit within 5 feet. So that's normal. One target, hit, 1d6 +2 slashing. And then the short bow says the exact same thing, except it has range. And so what I can do is I can set, then right below their armor class, I'll write +4 slash 1d6 +2. And now if I need to make a range attack or a melee attack, it doesn't matter. It's the same stuff. So now I have all the important information, like their AC and their attacks. And then if I have four goblins, I'm going to just write the number 7, which is their average hit points, 4 times across the sheet of paper, so that I have columns below each of that, like you're doing an old school arithmetic problem. Mm-hmm. And so as they take damage, I just write the new number right below it. And when one dies, I just slash through that whole arithmetic, the subtraction down there, so then they're dead. And I just make those stack of hit points represent each of the monsters. When I start to get confused, I try to give the give characteristics to the different monsters. Like this one has a ponytail, this one has an earring, this one has a mohawk, and this one has only one tooth. You know, not only is that fun for storytelling, now I can differentiate between Larry, Curly, Moe, and Shemp. And so I kind of give little like shorthand above that stack of hit points of who's who, so I don't get confused who's doing what. And I still get confused. My players will tell you, I don't always do the best of remembering who's next in initiative or which monster this was, but I try my best. And so that's the system that I use.
Okay. Yeah. I think the closest that I've come, which I don't use all the time because it involves using minis, which we don't typically use 24/7. But I have like a whole bunch of goblin minis that I got and I painted. And what I did is I gave each one its own color. Mm-hmm. And then I did a color band at the bottom so that I could do, you know, orange, red, blue, green, yellow, purple. And that way, when somebody says I'm going to hit this one, I don't have to keep track of where that one moved relative to this other one, or, you know, kind of some of that confusing, like just chaos of battle. And so that's the closest I've come, but I still just get so lost, especially when I'm trying to comprehend and narrate this whole scene. I just forget who went where.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, as a dungeon master, you have so much to keep track of. You're literally keeping the world together in your head. And so any tool or trick or tip or system that you can come up with to make things easier for you, go for it. And so that's why people typically will use the statistical average for the HP, as opposed to giving wildly different HP values to the same kind of creature. So whatever system you come up with, go for it. If you think of a better system for this, hit Casey and I up on Instagram at the Compendium or Critical Dice, and we'd love to hear your systems of doing it and make combat easier for even us as well.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.